Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and our topic today is giving thanks. I hear in my head scriptures, and I can actually visualize Paul writing a letter to the Church of Thessalonians and saying, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." That's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. So I hear that in my head, and he says, "In everything, give thanks." Now, he didn't say for everything, because I don't think we're supposed to give thanks to God if somebody runs over our dog, or we get fired from a job, or laid off, or something like that. We don't give thanks to God for bad things, because he doesn't bring bad things in our lives. Some people think that. Some people think, well, you know, God allowed this to happen, so it must be God that's doing it. And that's not so. Life happens. Sometimes it's through people that the devil uses to lord over us and to attack us, and we suffer under that. Sometimes it's just our own foolishness, that we're lazy and we don't get things done and we get fired. So, you know, there's a lot of different things about what can happen in our life. Paul says the thing to do is to give thanks in everything, because we can say, "Lord, thank you that you're with me. Thank you, you're going to help me get through this situation. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to be there for me in times of stress and trouble and difficulty." So when you're all frustrated and flustered, when you're depressed and you're sad and you're blue, or you're confused and you don't know which end is up and why things are happening the way they are, give thanks to God. Give praise and glory to God, knowing that he's greater than any kind of situation that you're going to face. And there's a secret to all of this of why you should do that. Because in the beginning, it says God created. 6 days he created. On the seventh day he rested and said, "Hey, everything's great. It's all done." And that means that he knew from the foundation of the world that Christ was going to be the slain Lamb of God. He knew that you would be going through difficulty. And, of course, he did not violate your free will. He worked around it. And the Bible says all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purposes. So God doesn't violate your free will. He just knows what you're going to do ahead of time. And he sat down and said, "Everything's good. I know that Reverend John's going to fall into this situation, or he's going to be depressed, or whatever it may be. And so I need to communicate to him, to tell him to give thanks to me, because I'm greater than that situation. And I've already taken care of it. There is a provision there. So enter into my rest, child." That's what he says. And if we enter into his rest, knowing that he won the battle, he defeated Satan, he was raised from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we give him control of our life, then he lives in us, and he takes us through the situation and makes it happen, and we get through it. And that's a good thing. So today, when you're stressed, if you're going through difficulty, give thanks to God. You'll know that this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. God bless you, and have a great day.